New Jersey is considering a bill requiring that handguns be equipped with so-called smart gun technology. It prevents unauthorized users from firing the weapon. Some say it will bring safer handguns to the market more quickly. Others say the proposed law counts on unproven technology. A report from Eugene Saun of member stations WBGO and WHYY.
Republican New Jersey State Senator Peter Inverso is the first to admit that both gun makers and technology companies are researching potential smart guns. But he says the proposed law would speed up the process.
I think government's role in public safety is to encourage, incentivize, or through mandation, make things happen which might not happen ordinarily.
The bill Inverso is sponsoring says once the state attorney general certifies that a reliable smart gun is available, within 3 years only smart handguns could be sold in New Jersey. The bill does not specify what technology should be used in the smart gun. Everything from fingerprints to biometrics are being considered. The New Jersey Institute for Technology is working on a prototype that senses how users hold the weapon. This spring, Professor Michael Recce brought in a prototype to show to lawmakers. When Recce pulls the trigger, it sounds like this. And when someone else does, Recce says a profile of how he holds the weapon is stored inside the electronic box attached to the prototype.
The box measures the pressure just before I pull the trigger and compares it to my stored pattern and determines if it's really me that's pulling the trigger.
Recce says the combination of the bone structure in people's hands and how much pressure they use at various points on the gun handle creates unique profiles that could not be faked. Once perfected, instead of ringing different buzzers, the weapon would either fire or not, depending on who's pulling the trigger. He says the innards of the electronic box could be reproduced on a microchip small enough to fit inside a gun. Those predictions don't satisfy Carol Katona. Katona is a lobbyist for the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, as well as a certified gun safety instructor. She is skeptical that any smart gun will work outside the lab.
The technology has not even been decided yet. There are ways to circumvent any of these, and I will guarantee you that before the smart gun is developed and out on the streets, the criminals will have figured out a way to disable it.
Katona also objects that the legislation exempts police from using smart handguns. She says the smart gun concept was first developed to prevent officers from being shot with their own guns if they lost their weapons in a struggle.
If we do come up with a 100% effective firearm that is a smart gun, then it should be for everyone.
However, proponents of the bill say it could never become law if police were included, and say Katona and others are bringing up the issue in an attempt to kill the legislation. But even if the bill becomes law, Sterling Burnett of the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas says it may not have a far-reaching effect. Burnett says it may spur gun makers already researching smart guns to work a little faster, but given New Jersey's small share of gun sales, he does not think major gun manufacturers will suddenly jump on board.
Manufacturers who already sell in the state successfully, they're not going to change their manufacturing technologies. They'd have to calculate that there was going to be some substantial benefit to going through the process.
Burnett says the police exemption further undercuts the law's leverage, since even under a smart gun law, companies such as Glock and Beretta will be able to keep doing most of their business in the state, outfitting officers. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Saun in Trenton, New Jersey.